This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Across from me for the second straight day, former Cleveland Indians pitcher Jason Stanford. What's up, buddy?
Good afternoon, Mr. Nick. How's it going today?
Other than this weather, the weather has totally hit me. Like, I don't know if I have seasonal affected disorder, whatever it's called, which does, I think the acronym is SAD, which makes sense. But ever since we just hit rain this week, I am a little bit on the mornings are just a little bit tougher for me. I'm good now, but like the mornings, oh man, it's taken me a second to get my ass out of first gear.
So I'm wishing that I had a garage that actually worked where I could park my car inside of it so I don't have to clean the leaves off it so I can see my vehicle.
So I love that you say that. So we're in a rental right now, and we have, so since we don't have like a full basement, my garage is either stuff that I use for like preparing food or it is boxes. So not only, because usually what we've done in Manaway, my truck was too big to fit in the garage. So Vanessa had free run of the garage outside of like any sort of, we don't even have enough room for her car. So it's a tight fit. And so when you go out there in the morning and you're trying to back up and there's rain and you're like, am I going to clip the house? Am I not? I haven't, but I have had to stop my mom from clipping the house. So I'm right there with you. The use of a garage, all because you know what it is? All right, I think it's psychological. I think when you get into a car and you don't have to deal with the rain yet, it's like a shield. It's like you're, but when you have to walk through the rain to get to your car, you're like, oh man, I'm in it today. That 10 second difference of being in the rain to your car or never having to be in the rain while you're in your car, totally different. Agree 100%.
Well, in my garage, it's detached. So I have to walk through the rain and the snow during the wintertime. And to have the vehicle in there, I have an automatic starter on my vehicle. So you start that bad boy up, you're good to go. Unfortunately, now I have baseball stuff in there. I have hunting gear in there. So I'm not going to be able to get to anything other than my hunting stuff.
Is your garage like my garage is, where it's like, okay, the rest of the house is yours. The garage, just leave alone. Do you have that same kind of principle?
I do. Everything in the garage is mine. It's nobody else's. My son does have his fishing lines in there and lures and tackle boxes and everything else. But other than that, it is my stuff and nobody else is allowed to touch it.
So the thing with, so that's the general rule in the Wilson household. But because it's also how we walk in and out of the house, the amount of stuff, and the kids are pretty cool in this new house. The biggest offender is Ness. I don't know how to say this because she's better than me. I don't know if I've told you this before. She's better looking than me. She's nicer than me. She's a better person than me.
That's probably like, easy to say, right?
Like in every single way, she's better. But man, I'll tell you, she'll just throw something in the garage and I'll come in and it's like right in the middle of the footpath to the freezer. And I'm like, this is intentional. This is warfare. There's no way. There's no way you knew. That's my spot. You put something in my spot that doesn't go in my spot. And then she looks at me like I have three heads because I definitely just overreacted about her throwing something in the middle of the garage.
So we're in the beginning stages here. My girlfriend is also named Vanessa.
Mm-hmm.
And so for us,
it could get confusing, by the way.
Pardon me?
It could get confusing very quickly.
Right, very much so on this afternoon show. But when I look at it, the upstairs, we have a room up there, all Vanessa stuff.
Mm-hmm.
All in bins still coming up from Florida. Basement, mainly Vanessa stuff. So I get stuck in the outdoors.
Yep.
with the detached garage. She gets indoors, so she never gets wet.
And you never get cold.
Very true.
That's the other thing is I've noticed that I'm allowed to claim spaces where the frequency of getting cold is quite a bit, and the places where it's dry and warm, well, those are somehow co-opted by one of the other four people that I live with. I'm sure just a coincidence.
Well, she's going to experience coldness for the first time. This will be fun.
Oh, that is, This is going to be it. This will be
the breaking point, possibly.
The greatest
we'll see.
Test of any relationship. The first time somebody who grew up in the South, who grew up in warmth. And here's the thing. You think, oh, it'll be December. Nope. It's going to be about the third cold spell in February when you're like, oh, I think it's spring. And then it hits sub-zero temperatures. That's when we find out.
Very much so.
That's when we find out if you can hang in Ohio here. By the way, kudos to you guys for staying last night. You told me you got home at 11:30 last night after what was a phenomenal game. There's so many cool things from last night's game.
Very much so. You know, you go on the air in the afternoon from 2 to 7. Great day yesterday. Had a blast. And then we go watch the game, and wow, what a game to watch.
So it's so funny. There were a couple times where this is why you shouldn't live tweet baseball. Where like you're like, man, they blew their opportunity. That was their opportunity. And obviously the big storyline is the perfect game. But can I just tell you, because we're going to get to that in a second. When Hosey hit that home run, I got like four, and Mac was one of them. I got like four people saying, called it. And I'm like, I didn't get the first one saying, Hosey's going to hit a home run here. But dude, I was so surprised that thing didn't hit like the second deck, because when it left the bat, I was like, that's going out of the stadium. That's going to be the farthest home run I've ever hit. I was almost a little disappointed it ended up like halfway up the first row of the bleachers.
So it was an absolute, for me, it was a moonshot. I'm sitting down the right field line. So we were in section 130, and we're sitting there, and you know, the first two guys get on base. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, this is the moment that everybody wants to see and watch, is you have Jose Ramirez, who for me right now is up there, top two, top three for MVP candidates right now. I mean, you see what he's doing for the Guards. But to have that situation come up, similar to a playoff situation, crowd's getting crazy. Not a whole lot of fans there, though. But, man, did they make the most noise last night. And the moment he hit it, I'm like, I told Vanessa, I'm looking at her, I'm like, that's gone. And then everybody just goes absolutely berserk, calling his name out, you know, and then that's the bottom of the eighth, and then you roll right into the top of the ninth.
Well, and the crazy thing about this is, because we got to get to Class A last night, waking up on the mound. I've never been afraid of a closer before until last night, but I think the two big takeaways last night, Hosey had three hits, including a double and the three-run home run. Kwan starts the game with a home run, gets another hit, which leads to the Hosey three-run home run. I tweeted this out. If Kwan is getting started and Jose's heating up, you know, we start to talk about the factors that go into a deep playoff run. Those two guys being on fire with just enough pitching and elite bullpen, that is how you do it. Like, you know, like in 2016, it was Miller and Allen went lights out with Kluber.
Right.
And that, you know, there was individual hitting streaks that we remember of like, well, this guy had this hit, the Davis home run. We remember that. But like, it was so much the dominance of three pitchers that led you to that World Series within a game of winning the World Series. This year, if Kwan and Hosey are on one, they could end up being this year's Kluber. I almost said Cliff Lee, Andrew Miller and Cody Allen, because when both are going at the same time, they're almost unbeatable.
Yeah, watching Jose last night, his at-bats last night, I was impressed, because when he's going good, he gets his barrel through the inner half of the zone. He did that last night on all three of his base hits. Hits the triple, hits the double, hits the home run. It's like he's locked in right now hitting from the left side. That's huge. Kwan, though, we're still talking on the air last night, and all of a sudden Kwan comes up and hits the home run right off the get. And by the way, that's Vanessa's favorite player from the Guardians. I'm like, really? Of all players, you like Kwan? But I'm loving it right now. And I think about this right now, too. He's healthy again.
Yeah.
He goes on a 10-day hiatus. He goes on the IL. Now all of a sudden you look at him being completely healthy at the right time.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care, All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Baseball players don't stay healthy all season long. They play 162 regular season games. Now to have Kwan healthy and hitting his stride right now, it's going to be fun to watch these boys play in October.
Well, and don't look now. The Guardians are a half game off the Yankees. Now, the Yankees do have the tiebreaker, so worth noting, you probably have to win all of your next three games. The Yankees have to lose tonight and then lose one game to the Pirates in their final four games, and then you get the number one seed. But last night, I'll be honest with you, I tuned in. I probably got home about the third inning, maybe the fourth inning, and I tuned in immediately. And I noticed that there was a perfect game going on from the bullpen. And it started with Andrew Walters, and then, you know, it just kind of went from there. And then in the seventh inning, the first man up is TJ Friedl, the light hitting center fielder for Cincinnati, who lays down a bunt. And my immediate thought is, what an a-hole. Like, and listen, I know it's the unwritten rule of baseball, which usually I don't always prescribe to the unwritten rules of baseball. But are you with me that this was an a-hole move in the seventh inning? You get a hit, it's fine. But laying down a bunt is just ass clown city.
No, I'm not with you on this one at all. And here's my take on it. If I'm a starting pitcher and I've proven myself the first six innings, then yes, I'm going to drill De La Cruz right in the ribs, and I'm going to let him know, hey, that's because I had a perfect game going and your boy bunted on me. Mm-hmm. Now, the repeat side of that is it's a bullpen by committee game. So
you're cheapening the perfect game?
I am. Yes, because think about it. The last time that the Guard/Indians had a perfect game was Lynn Barker.
Mm-hmm.
Nine-inning complete game. Starting pitcher, no help. I love it.
Isn't that harder, though? Like, if it's one guy, because it's one guy against 27 hitters. This is, they're on pitcher four? You can't tell me that's not just harder to keep that level of focus and mentality because you just never know who's going to replace you or who you took over for.
Well, so look at it this way, though. Your job as a relief pitcher is to get guys out. Mm-hmm. Your job is to come in knowing that at any point in the ball game, you're going to get that phone call to the bullpen. You're supposed to be dialed in from pitch number one. So the thing that I look at is that it's a seventh inning game as a bullpen reliever in a 2-0 game. Okay, so take away the perfect game, take away the no-hitter out of it. Your job is to get those guys out to prepare yourself for the next night because you're going to come in the next night most likely too. So for me, if you're not being able to field your position, and this is where I go back to now, is spring training. For 6 to 7 straight weeks, you're learning and working on fielding your position from the bunt. So it's called PFP, pitcher's fielding practice. You work on your bunts. You work on getting off the mound as quickly as possible. Unfortunately, Herron didn't get off the mound. Herron didn't get off the mound to be able to get that.
To see one of the true baseball guys in this town violate the unwritten rules of baseball on air with me as if I'm the gatekeeper. I'm like hurt. This is like finding out Rudolph the reindeer was an a-hole. Like
he might have been.
Now everything's possible.
Right. 216. He was the leader.
That's true. Who knows? And leaders are not always very popular.
Right.
216-474-0092. Breaking up a perfect game with a bunt. Charming or Chach,